Who would think that the translation and editing of an encyclopedia into French would be considered a threat to political stability? Well, I'm going to be reading to you from Wikipedia, the internet encyclopedia that is written by contributors at large, the following paragraph on Diderot. This message, under the Ancien Régime, would severely dilute the regime's ability to control the people. Knowledge and power, two key items the upper class held over the lower class, were in jeopardy, as knowledge would be more accessible, giving way to more power amongst the lower class. An encyclopedia would give the layman an ability to reason and use knowledge to better themselves, allowing for upward mobility and increased intellectual abundance among the lower class. A growth of knowledge amongst this segment of society would provide power to this group and a yearning to question the government. The remunerated subjects in the folios were not just for the good of the people and society, but were for the promotion of the state as well. The state did not see any benefit in the work, instead viewing them as a contempt to contrive power and authority from the state. Well, needless to say, Diderot did not lead a fabulously carefree lifestyle due to his work on the first encyclopedia. He lost many friends, he had his home ransacked, he just was really a rabble-rouser. Who would think from an encyclopedist?